Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
One of the many reports that we watch as traders is the commitment of traders released every Friday. Non-commercials was 127,000 long position for grains as a whole. They increased the length by 24,000 contracts, and that's all Chicago Board of Trade grains. And now the commercials, the big elevators, they're long about 67,000. They decreased about 31,000 on the week. And then the small guy, short 195,000 contracts. So the big funds are long, the grain elevators are long, but the non-reportable small position short, and that's for grains as a whole. To break it down individually, for corn, long 163,000 for the non-commercial. The small guy is short 121,000 contracts. For Kansas City wheat, the non-commercial reportables are short 9,000 contracts, while the small guy is also short 5,500, and then the commercials are long 14,000. Typically, whatever the non-commercial reportable position shows is the direction of the market, because that's the people with the big money and the big money spent on research to back it.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Now, the cattle commitment of traders, feeder cattle, the non-commercials, reportables are up along 1,069 contracts. That was an increase of 845. So the hedge funds are buying feeder cattle. For live cattle, 38,159 contracts long, an increase of 1,300 on the week. So the hedge funds have been buying feeder cattle and buying live cattle. Another report that's not really watched all that closely by the public, but in our industry we watch it, is the Restaurant Performance Index. It's the RPI. It declined 0.2 points in January to 102.7. 100 even is the number that says the industry is staying the same, but 102.7, it means it's still growing. But it's the 23rd consecutive month over 100. But it seems to be decreasing just a little bit over the past few months. But it's the highest it's been since, 2004 probably. So really good sign that the restaurant industry is going strong. That doesn't necessarily mean that beef is going strong. But the overall idea is that people are still eating out, spending money in the retail sector.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, April live cattle down 27 at 161.72. June down 67 at 152.37. April feeder cattle down 167 at 217.25. May down 190 at 215.97. April lean hogs up 122 at 59.82. June up 37 at 66.52. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 2 1/4 at 563. July down 2 3/4 at 568 1/4. May Chicago wheat down 4 1/2 at 519. May corn up 1 3/4 at 395. July up 1 3/4 at 403. May soybeans down 3 at 378 3/4. July down 4 at 982 1/2. May cotton down 75 at 63.16 and July down 70 at 63.68. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.